This morning on WCHL, UNC is once again the top school in the nation based on its academic value, and it's held that ranking for 13 years. Free parking in Carborough continues to get tighter.
Just within the past couple weeks, I've been hearing from a lot of small businesses that are suddenly feeling very stressed.
And what share of the nearly $300 million bowl payout of the 27 bowl games this season will Carolina get?
The ACC brings in all the bowl money, and that becomes part of the conference distribution.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together, and in WCHL Championship Sports, Tar Heels continue to ring in the postseason accolades, and
Carolina can beat Big Bad Kentucky the same way it did Michigan State.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunshine today. High today in the low 40s, rain coming this weekend. UNC Chapel Hill is the number one school in the nation for its academic value for the 13th consecutive year, according to Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Annually, since 1998, Kiplinger rates the top schools based on their affordability for the education they provide. The schools are graded based on their admission rate, the percentage of students who return for sophomore year, student-faculty ratio, and the four-year graduation rate. Carolina's four-year graduation rate is 82%. Its five-year rate is 89%. Its six-year rate, 90%. A major factor that plays into the ranking is access to financial aid. Carolina was named best in class for lowest percentage of students who borrowed and for out-of-state value. Fellow Atlantic Coast Conference member Virginia is number two on this list, followed by Florida at number three, William & Mary at number four, and UCLA is number five on the list. The other University of North Carolina system schools making the list, North Carolina State University at 16th, School of the Arts at 24th, UNC Wilmington at number 28, Appalachian State at number 30, and UNC Asheville at number 58. For more about UNC's announcement, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. But suffice it to say that the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is number one on the list for the 13th straight year. A North Carolina lawmaker has been arrested on felony tax charges. The North Carolina Department of Revenue announced yesterday that Representative Deborah McManus, a Democrat from Chatham County, faces three counts of embezzlement of state property. The first-term lawmaker, who lives in Siler City, is alleged to have used her position working as a bookkeeper for a medical practice owned by her husband to embezzle more than $47,000 that had been withheld from employees to pay state income taxes between January of 2011 and July of this year. The agency said the 56-year-old Deb McManus had appeared before a magistrate at the Wake County Jail and placed under a $150,000 bond. Her first appearance in Wake County District Court is scheduled for today. A lot of people in Chatham County know Deb McManus as a member of the Chatham County School Board before she became a legislator. An issue that continues to trouble the town of Carborough is the lack of parking in downtown. Town staff said there are only 8 free public options, public lots open now, offering a total of 474 spots available during the day, many with a 2-hour limit. This has left many visitors and employees who work in downtown Carborough in a pinch as to where to park. That's why the Board of Aldermen passed a motion at Tuesday night's meeting to hold a public parking forum in January to talk about possible solutions. They also decided to immediately start a dialogue with downtown business owners who have available parking and those who need space. Town staff said that private parking agreements between downtown businesses have proved to be a viable solution. A member of the Board of Aldermen, Damon Siles, championed the sharing of parking spaces, saying that he was uncomfortable with the town encouraging the employees of private business owners to park in public spaces.
To me, again, that is the primary approach we ought to be taking, I think, to this particular issue for these private businesses to make private parking sharing arrangements.
The town's long-term parking study will not be complete until the summer of 2015. Alderman Jackie Gist said that short-term solutions are necessary.
Just within the past couple weeks, I've been hearing from a lot of small businesses that are suddenly feeling very stressed. The people along Main Street, like near Weaver Street Realty, and some of those small ones with the closing of the lot by Armadillo, that's really stressed them.
Because of construction that's going on right now, the Roberson lot is closed, resulting in a loss of 36 spaces. It'll open again later. And at Stone, Carborough's economic development director presented the details about the parking situation in the downtown business district to the board. She stated that shared private parking agreements between downtown businesses have proved to be viable. However, there are a growing number of employers downtown who depend on public parking as a way to accommodate employee parking. The number of requests to issue special parking privileges is growing as well.
As a staff, this represents us with a problem of how to enforce parking limits and not negatively impact the businesses.
Strictly enforcing the two-hour parking limit in some lots has proven to be a catch-22 for the town.
And then there are the unintended consequences that we found of catching people in our enforcement net that we didn't intend to, where we're trying to prevent people parking and riding and walking out of downtown. We're catching our employees that are down there. So it just shined a big light in our face that we've had to deal with.
Many in Carborough appreciate so much free parking and are adamant about not charging for parking. Stone left the board to consider options such as implementing metered spaces on free parking spaces with a two-hour limit. After the 2 hours were up, people would have to pay thereafter. Gist suggested incentivizing businesses to tell their employees to park in spaces that the town is leasing in the 300 East Main deck rather than the public lots. She said this could open up those free spaces for customers and visitors to downtown Carborough. Stone, however, cautioned that the developers of 300 East Main wanted to keep those spaces for their customers. Stone announced that the town launched recently a new website called parkcarborough.com, which will help residents find out which lots are free and open for use. Durham's police chief says a teenager who died while inside a patrol car shot himself in the head. Chief Jose Lopez Jr. issued a statement on Wednesday saying 17-year-old Jesus Huerta was found slumped over in the backseat of the patrol car on November 19th after the officer driving the car heard what he thought was a gunshot. Lopez said while the medical examiner has confirmed that Huerta died from a gunshot wound to the head, it's not known if the wound was intentional or accidental. Authorities said Huerta had an outstanding warrant for his arrest for second-degree trespassing. An investigation showed the officer handcuffed, searched, and detained Huerta in the back seat of his patrol car and was taking him to police headquarters to get the warrant. Better question might be, how did the suspect get his hands on a gun at that point? A federal judge is scheduled to hear arguments over whether a trial on the legality of recent Republican-backed changes to North Carolina's voting laws ought to be held before or after the November 2014 elections. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday, today, in Winston-Salem. Governor Pat McCrory faces a battery of lawsuits filed by the U.S. Justice Department, the state chapter of the NAACP, and other groups who want the case heard before the election in the hopes of dismantling changes that include cutting the early voting period by a week and increasing access for partisan poll watchers. Also at issue is a new requirement for voters to present government-issued photo IDs starting in 2016. Lawyers for the governor and GOP lawmakers say it will take them at least a year to prepare. The slow rollout of the new federal health insurance marketplace may be deepening differences in health coverage among Americans. New federal figures show more people are gaining coverage in states that have fully embraced the federal health care law than in those like North Carolina, whose elected officials have rejected involvement. In the dozen states that expanded Medicaid eligibility and are running their own health insurance exchanges, about half the people who applied for coverage through the exchanges have either picked an insurance plan or been routed to Medicaid. The percentage of applicants selecting an insurance plan or being directed to Medicaid barely tops 15% in the two dozen states around the country that have rejected Medicaid expansion and relied solely on the federal government to run their online insurance marketplace. And House Republicans are rallying behind a modest budget pact that promises to bring a temporary halt to budget brinkmanship in Washington and ease automatic budget cuts that would otherwise slam the Pentagon and domestic agencies for a second consecutive year. President Barack Obama and Senate Democrats are also praising the measure negotiated with House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan. The Wisconsin Republican, who has morphed, however briefly, from an uncompromising small government stalwart into a dealmaker eager to claim a partial victory on the budget, the deal Ryan negotiated with Senate Democratic counterpart Patty Murray would preserve the bulk of tough agency spending cuts the GOP won in a 2011 showdown with President Obama, while reducing the chances of a rerun of the partial government shutdown. That vote is set for later today. Nearly $300 million will be paid out to schools competing in this year's bowl games, and North Carolina will take nearly $4 million because it's appearing in the Belt Bowl on December 28th in Charlotte.
The ACC brings in all the bowl money, and that becomes part of the conference distribution. So eventually we get 1/14th of all the bowl receipts the ACC gets.
That is Rick Steinbacher, UNC Senior Associate Athletic Director. All 14 of the ACC member institutions will get an equal share of the bowl payouts, and the schools are sharing $54.74 million. Carolina is contributing $1.7 million when it accepted its invitation to the Belt Bowl. Steinbacher says that money will go to the General Department Revenue line item, which is what is used to fund the athletic department at Carolina. A portion of that money will also go to travel expenses for the team.
There's a lot of expense in going to a bowl game. Our team will get there on December 23rd and stay through the game on December 28th.
Certainly travel expenses for this particular bowl game not as high as they might be since the game is in Charlotte. Steinbacher says Carolina is finalizing its plans now and doesn't yet know how much it's going to cost, but he says part of the bowl payout will go toward covering that cost. The week leading up to the game, the team will be practicing and fulfilling its media request, but the players will also be taking part in a few special events set up for them while they're there.
They'll get to go to the Charlotte Motor Speedway and ride around the track in a race car. The entire team is going to visit the Levine Children's Hospital down in Charlotte to do some other community outreach type of events. So it's a unique experience.
This is not just happening for UNC players. Something similar will be going on for Cincinnati players as well, and it happens at bowl games all over the country. Since Belk is a title sponsor of the bowl, it also is giving Carolina football players a shopping spree. Each bowl is allowed by NCAA rules to give a gift for participating in the bowl game. This year, the gift allotment is $550 maximum. Every year, Belk gives most of that away in the form of a Belk gift card for a shopping spree. Executive Vice President for Sales, Promotion, and E-commerce at Belk, John Pollock, says this year Belk is giving each player $450.
In some cases, with experiences with players, that this is their first chance ever to have the means to buy Christmas presents for their family. We had one of the big offensive linemen from one of the teams last year showed up at the register with a Cuisinart and a pair of pink slippers. We knew the pink slippers weren't for him, and he just said, "This is great. This is the first time I had a chance to buy a Christmas present for my mother."
For more in this year's bowl games, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Remembering Mandela. That story and more on the way on WCHL. It's 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. What a concept. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Well, still got some delays out there, and looks like we're seeing a similar story from what we saw yesterday. No accident on I-40 right now, but some delays starting at the Durham Freeway, heading all the way back. This is on I-40 eastbound, all the way back to NC-54. Again, that's I-40 eastbound from the Durham Freeway all the way back to NC-54. NC-54 eastbound and westbound may be seeing some delays because of that. Both directions seeing moderate to heavy delays between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. 15501 southbound between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road seeing some delays. And then further along as well between NC-54 and Manning Drive. Estes Drive heading eastbound seeing delays between MLK and Franklin Street. And Franklin Street heading downtown from Estes Drive seeing some delays this morning as well. Now, again, no accidents right now, but quite a few people out on the roads and quite a few delays out there right now as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I guess it's safe to say that traffic will be a little heavier than usual later on in the day as well. People out shopping and all sort of thing.
Definitely.
Yeah, so Aaron Keck will have reports for you during the afternoon and evening news on WCHL. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, it is time now to turn to the weather, and the weather is kind of cold this morning. It is 35 degrees right now. Our forecast brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select Mate Juicy Smoked Meats and Fresh Sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. As I said, 35 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 34 in Carborough. Also 34 this morning in Hillsborough. Sunny skies, high today in the low 40s. Tonight clear with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Pretty good, but cool. Then tomorrow night, not as cold, but we'll have some clouds moving in late. Chance of drizzle after midnight, overnight low in the low 30s. Saturday, rain likely. We'll start with just drizzle in the morning and then rain in the afternoon. High in the middle 40s on Saturday with a chance of rain near 100%. Same thing for Saturday night with a low in the low 40s, 100% chance of rain. Then on Sunday, 40% chance of rain, at least the first portion of the day, the high in the upper 40s. Then on Sunday night, colder and clear with a low in the upper 20s. And the extended forecast calls for sunny skies on Monday, but still cool with a high in the middle 40s. So we have some cooler weather ahead, but definitely rain on the weekend.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
The world will remember Nelson Mandela as one of the greatest freedom fighters in history. The ceremonies to honor the former South African president are observed around the globe. Former mayor of Chapel Hill, Ken Brown, a UNC professor of law who spent extensive time in the leader's homeland, recalled his encounters with those who knew Mandela. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Brown has been traveling to South Africa to teach trial advocacy through the country's Black Lawyers Association since 1986. He published several writings about Mandela, including Black Lawyers, White Courts, An Oral History of Black Lawyers During and After the End of Apartheid, and Saving Nelson Mandela, The Rivonia Trial and the Fate of South Africa. The Rivonia Trial, the trial which led to Mandela's imprisonment, took place between 1963 and 64. 10 leaders of the African National Conference were charged for committing crimes against the government. Mandela was sentenced to life in prison, of which he served 27 years. He would go on to become the giant of the anti-apartheid movement and was elected president in 1994. During his travels in South Africa, Brown met some of Mandela's lawyers from the Rivonia trial and fellow prison mates who had also served time on Robben Island. They described to Brown the effect Mandela had on those he encountered.
He was a person of great physical charms. He was a boxer. He was a handsome man, had kind of a twinkle in his eye. But he also was a person who had a very easygoing nature and a wonderful sense of humor.
In 1964, just months before he was sentenced to life in prison, Mandela made his famous speech from the dock, in which he proclaimed that he was prepared to die for a democratic South Africa.
While he was in prison, during the 27 years that he was in prison, he became increasingly the symbol of the anti-apartheid movement. He was the rallying point.
Brown explained that during the latter part of Mandela's imprisonment, he had more contact with the outside world and became an integral part of the ANC's planning processes.
I got to think about the trial and was told and confirmed that when the trial began in 1963, everyone expected all of the defendants, including Mandela, to be executed. And I was interested in what happened during the course of that some 8 or 9 month trial to change the result from death to life imprisonment, and also think about what an execution of Mandela in 1964 would have meant for South Africa and the world.
As South Africa now moves forward without Mandela, Brown said he will be watching to see if the measures which Mandela helped to push through are upheld, such as the death penalty ban and the South African constitutional protection of individuals regardless of sexual orientation.
I think that there are some conservative elements in the country, people of all races in the country, who might be interested in overturning those ideals now that Mandela is gone.
Brown will travel to South Africa again this fall to teach a seminar on the country's legal system. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:23. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. A couple of Tar Heel football players were named to the USA Today Sports All-American team on Wednesday. Junior tight end Eric Ebron, no surprise there. And freshman return specialist Ryan Switzer got the honor of representing Carolina with other elite athletes across the nation. Ebron had 895 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns this season in his position at tight end, while Switzer exhilarated Carolina fans everywhere with his electric punt returns. Both Tar Heels were named second-team All-Americans. The ACC well represented on that list with 13 selections. more than any other conference. Conference member Florida State featured five selections, including the quarterback, Heisman frontrunner Jameis Winston. Carolina's Ebron will leave school for the NFL. Switzer will be back next season. And Carolina men's soccer players Boyd Akuono and Jonathan Campbell have been selected to the National Association of America All-South Region team. Akuono, a first-team All-South member, was the ACC Defender of the Year and anchored the stingy Tar Heel defense at center back in all 20 matches. Campbell, a third-team All-South member, was a big contributor on the defensive side of the field, also named to the All-ACC second team. Tar Heel defense only allowed 13 goals all season long. In high school, Chapel Hill High School soccer standout Ben Fisher has achieved All-American status. Fisher has been a member of the All-Conference soccer team for three straight years, starting in 2011. The next year, Fisher snagged All-Region for his efforts on the field, but 2013 ushered in some huge accolades. Fisher was the primary leader behind Chapel Hill's Big A Conference championship-winning team, was ranked number one in the state for the regular season, and he was recognized for his outstanding play. Fisher was Mr. All-Everything, named All-Conference, All-Region, All-State, All-South, most impressively, All-American. Only two North Carolina athletes were selected on the All-American team. Congratulations to Ben Fisher. Details on all these sports stories on our website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina can beat Big Bad Kentucky the same way it did Michigan State. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. There is less coincidence than you might imagine about how the Tar Heels have struggled with underdogs while themselves toppling the number three and number one ranked teams in the nation. In Kentucky, which visits the Smith Center Saturday afternoon, would have been ranked number two if it had beaten Baylor late last week. Smart teams with less talent than UNC and good coaches can draw out the limitations of Roy Williams' 11th edition by game planning to its weaknesses, lack of outside shooting and youth on the inside. Holy Cross did it, Belmont did it, and UAB certainly did it. Just look at Carolina's shooting in those three games, an average of 43% from the floor and only 6 of 29 from three-point range. That strategy must be employed by underdog teams. Double Marcus Page, who owns 20 of Carolina's 23 made three-pointers so far this season, and clogged the lane to make it difficult for the Tar Heels' young big men to move around and get open. So lesser teams executing that strategy can stay in games with the favored Heels, giving them a chance to pull an upset. Opponents favored over Carolina don't worry as much about UNC this season as they do playing their own game. Dean Smith rarely adjusted for any team. Do what we do well, and we have a great chance to win. That worked for most of his 879 career victories. But teams that like to run can often play right into the Heels' sweet spot. Louisville did it, Michigan State did it, and Kentucky will do it too. A running game is what old Roy wants because that's his style. It opens up the floor, creates more spacing, and less of a chance to surround the speedy Page and jam up the paint. Michigan State runs this season more than usual, and the heavily favored Spartans seem stunned at being beaten at their own game. But if any team should have known better, it's them, having lost six straight to UNC and now seven. Kentucky, with all of its pro-bound talent, will also try to run the Heels off their own court. That may happen, but it also could allow Carolina to get into the same rhythm as against Louisville and Michigan State. And with the first capacity crowd of the season cheering on, I would not be surprised by a win for the light blue. With both teams playing their games, the one that plays it better will win. Sounds simple, doesn't it? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location, right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Welcome to the finest restaurant in town. Tonight's special, one tiny cracker, dusted with a pinch of the most expensive caviar we could find. And for dessert, a single strawberry. I should have went to Buns.
Buns Burgers and Fries, voted best burger in town 4 years running with the freshest ingredients and award-winning fries. On Columbia between Franklin and Rosemary. When you're in the mood for real good food, should have gone to Buns.
Confusion, anger, defensiveness. Talking with your loved ones that are suffering from dementia can be difficult and overwhelming. Here at Home Watch Caregivers, we understand how hard this can be, and we're here to help you navigate through all the tough questions, emotions, and issues that dementia brings to a family. Let our trained staff help you sort through all the resources and establish a customized plan of care to be sure that your loved one is safe and comfortable. For more information, call 919-960-6038 or visit homewatchcaregivers.com. Home Watch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illness and injuries don't take a vacation, and neither do they. They're open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. Visit FastMed.com for more information and locations near you. It is 35 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine today. High today in the low 40s. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with lows down in the low 20s. And cold. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. And wouldn't you know it, tomorrow night, not as cold, but we'll have some clouds coming in after midnight. And a chance of drizzle after midnight. And we'll start with drizzle in the morning on Saturday, and then just plain old rain in the afternoon. A 100% chance of rain. High only 45. Also, sure thing, it's going to rain Saturday night.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. Could you do this if you were aboard a plane full of cell phone users?
Sit back, relax, enjoy the flight.
By a 2-to-1 margin, Americans surveyed said they would not want to fly along with passengers who had the ability to chat on cell phones. Now, the government takes up the issue.
If the FCC moves ahead with its proposal today, it simply will be opening a period of public comment. Any rule change is months away.
And says correspondent Barry Bagnato.
While cell phone use on planes is a new and controversial idea here, millions of passengers on foreign carriers have been making in-flight calls for years. Ian Dawkins, CEO of Swiss-based OnAir, says the vast majority of flyers on his company's system use data service, not voice.
Somewhere around 10%, maybe less.
Actually carry on a conversation. Which carriers would give the okay to power up cell phones? American, United, and JetBlue say right now they're not sure. They need to study the issue more, but Delta has already decided not to allow calls to be made in the cabin. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL, 35 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for lots of sunshine today. I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is the number one school in the nation for its academic value for the 13th year in a row, according to Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Annually since 1998, Kiplinger rates the top schools in the country based on their affordability for the education they provide. The schools are graded based on their admission rate, the percentage of students who return for sophomore year, the student-faculty ratio, and the four-year graduation rate. Carolina's four-year graduation rate, in case you're wondering, is 82%. Its five-year rate is 89%, and its six-year rate is 90%. A major factor that plays into the ranking is access to financial aid. Carolina was named best in class for lowest percentage percentage of students who borrowed and for out-of-state value. Fellow Atlantic Coast Conference member Virginia ranked second on Kiplinger's list, right behind Carolina, followed by Florida, William & Mary, and UCLA. The other University of North Carolina system schools around North Carolina are North Carolina State at number 16, School of the Arts at number 24, UNC Wilmington comes in at 28th, Appalachian State at number 30, and UNC Asheville is number 58 on this prestigious list. For more information about UNC's announcement, you can view this story on our website, chapelbrow.com. But suffice it to say that a lot of people are proud today because UNC, right here in Chapel Hill, the number one school in the nation for the 13th consecutive year. A North Carolina lawmaker has been arrested on felony tax charges. The North Carolina Department of Revenue announced yesterday Representative Deb McManus, Democrat from Chatham County, who lives in Siler City, faces three counts of embezzlement of state property. The first-term lawmaker is alleged to have used her position working as a bookkeeper for a medical practice owned by her husband to embezzle more than $47,000 that had been withheld from employees to pay state income taxes between January 2011 and July of 2013. The agency said the 56-year-old McManus had appeared before a magistrate at the Wake County Jail and placed under a $150,000 bond. Her first appearance in Wake County District Court is scheduled for later today. An issue that continues to plague the town of Carrboro is the lack of parking downtown. Of course, there's lots of free parking there compared to Chapel Hill and other municipalities, but town staff said there are now 8 free public lots open in Carrboro, offering a total of 474 spots available during the day, many with a 2-hour limit. This has left many visitors and employees who work in downtown Carrboro in a pinch as to where to park. That's why the Board of Aldermen passed a motion at Tuesday night's meeting to hold a public parking forum in January to talk about possible solutions. They also decided to immediately start a dialogue with downtown business owners who have available parking and those who need spaces. Town staff said that private parking agreements between downtown businesses have proved to be a viable solution. Alderman Damon Siles championed the sharing of parking spaces. He said he was uncomfortable with the town encouraging employees of private business owners to park in public spaces.
To me, what? Again, that is the primary approach we ought to be taking, I think, to this particular issue for these private businesses to make private parking sharing arrangements.
The town's long-term parking study will not be finished until the summer of 2015. Alderman Jackie Gist said they need to find some short-term solutions.
Just within the past couple weeks, I've been hearing from a lot of small businesses that are suddenly feeling very stressed. The people along Main Street, like near Weaver Street Realty, and some of those small ones with the closing of the lot by Armadillo, that's really stressed them.
There are a growing number of employers in downtown Carrboro who depend on public parking as a way to accommodate employee parking. The number of requests to issue special parking privileges is growing as well. Here's Annette Stone, Carrboro's Economic Development Director.
As a staff, this represents us with a problem of how to enforce parking limits and not negatively impact the businesses.
There's a lot more to this story. You can get all the details on our website at chapelbrow.com. And a lot goes into creating buzz and excitement around Carolina sporting events. If you've been to a Carolina football game, you know it's about a lot more than the game itself. It's a total game day experience, not just for football, but for basketball and other sports as well. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
From Zero Dark Thursday to Tar Heel Downtown to DJs and live bands to ever-changing uniforms to military appreciation events, the UNC Athletic Department has been revving it into high gear lately with new, exciting marketing promotions. And the man largely responsible for engineering these game day attractions is Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Communications, Rick Steinbacher. Steinbacher certainly has a lot on his plate. He's already created a better game day environment with Tar Heel Town set up right outside Keenan Stadium for each and every home football game. Steinbacher says he's excited about finishing out the Carolina football season on a high note in Charlotte December 28th for the Belk Bowl.
Charlotte is a Carolina city. This is a Carolina state, and Charlotte is a Carolina city. And you really feel it when you're down there today. The title sponsor of the bowl game, some great Carolina people, the Belk family.
Sure.
They've really put so much into making this event even that much more special. It's already got a Carolina feel. I just can't tell you how excited everybody down there is that we, Carolina, are playing in this bowl game and how anxious they are to put on a great show for Carolina fans.
Yes, fans will be treated to all sorts of attractions, like a Tar Heel basketball viewing party at the Epicenter, a free Blake Shelton concert and a 5K run. Steinbacher says he has been working on a Dean Smith tribute for halftime at Saturday's basketball game against Kentucky. And thanks to Nike, the game will also be a whiteout event for national television.
We got a lot of fun things coming up this year, and it starts this Saturday. The most important thing this Saturday is we're going to do a tribute to Dean Smith, winning the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We're going to honor him at halftime at the game this weekend. Nike's getting very involved this weekend. They're giving us 22,000 white T-shirts for the Kentucky game, so we're going to do a whiteout in the Smith Center.
But the fun doesn't stop there. Steinbacher says he has a bunch of other plans in store for Carolina basketball in the coming months.
I got a number of things planned, including honoring a Carolina grad, John Hort, who is a Brigadier General, active Brigadier General in the military.
Wow.
He'll be back to be recognized in the Smith Center. Then New Year's Eve, we're playing UNC Wilmington. It is no longer Happy New Year. This year it is Happy Blue Year. That will be New Year's Eve in the Smith Center. We'll do a number of things to really celebrate the new year and a great basketball game. And then back into the spring semester, look for a blue out where we turn the entire Smith Center blue.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina athletics on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And Rick Steinbacher certainly bleeds Carolina blue, former Tar Heel football player, announcer on the Tar Heel Network. Does a great job over there with all that marketing stuff. And another final note, as the news rolls on this morning, you've been hearing about on CBS all day today about how the government is considering allowing the use of cell phones while you're flying. What a bad idea. Can you imagine, you know, being on a flight is stressful enough as it is, but can you imagine sitting on a plane and listening to somebody yammer on right next to you on a cell phone the entire flight or for a long extended period of that flight? And it seems that everybody pretty much is against this idea, but still they're going to consider it. Who's pushing for this? Is it the cell phone companies? The wireless providers? I don't know, but it's just such a dumb idea. I hope they nix that one pretty quickly. It's 8:40 at WCHL, and coming up next, we have Robert Seymour with today's commentary.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
My name is Jeff Kennedy. I have been practicing dentistry in Chapel Hill since 1984, and one of the dentists at the Kennedy Dental Group. In our office, we're thinking about what is unique and where our philosophy falls, and we came up with the term of practical dentistry. That's what we feel like we try to practice each day. It's based on the notion that we want all of our patients first and foremost to be healthy and then to keep them healthy. People bring all kinds of issues, but frequently they're nervous or they're distracted. Sometimes they're in pain and they really need us to hear their concerns. It's not always what's obvious on a technical level to a dentist, but maybe what the patient is saying or what's even spoken between the lines that we need to hear. And in patients, actually, we feel like these folks are our friends and we do our best to put them at ease. We offer oral conscious sedation for anxious patients, and it really helps to kind of get them over that fear, maybe get them healthy again. Right now we're up on the west end of Franklin Street, but we knew that there was a change in store, and when the old WCHL building was on the market, just felt like it was meant to be. It's directly across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center. They can look us up at kennedydentalgroup.com. They can call our office number at 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
This is Martha Jenkins from Kitchen Works in University Mall. The holiday shopping season is a short one this year, so let us help check everyone off your list. We have great deals this season on knives and cookware, and as always, the latest gadgets and hard-to-find gifts. Our greatest advantage is a knowledgeable staff and great personal service. Shop early and shop local this holiday season, and remember to come see us at Kitchen Works in University Mall, where we're open until 9 p.m. Kitchen Works, your everything for the kitchen supplier.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Still 35 degrees, chilly this morning at WCHL. Your full forecast coming up just a few minutes here. 8:44 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Robert Seymour. During this decade, we are remembering the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Movement, a time of controversial change across our nation, including here in Chapel Hill. Unfortunately, we have only one public marker in our town to help us never forget what happened here. It is an historical marker placed by the state, located diagonally across the street from the Old Town Hall. The marker records an incident involving a pioneer of the Civil Rights Movement, an African-American whose name few people know. Bayard Rustin arrived here as a freedom rider to see if the South would respect the court ruling that segregation should cease on interstate transportation. He was traveling with an interracial group on a Trailways bus and was welcomed to Chapel Hill by the Reverend Charlie Jones of the Community Church, who provided the group with overnight hospitality. The next morning, when they boarded the bus to continue their journey to Greensboro, the driver demanded that Baird, who was sitting in a front row seat, should move, which he refused to do, after which he was promptly arrested, jailed, and served 19 days on a chain gang based in a Roxboro prison. Later, the same Baird Ruskin emerged as a pioneer advisor to Martin Luther King. It was he who planned the March on Washington in 1963, where King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. Last month, our own Dean Smith was awarded the prestigious Freedom Medal by our president. Another recipient was the same Bayard Rustin, who was also honored with the Freedom Medal given posthumously. And so, let us not only remember the courage of our famous basketball coach, but also Bayard Rustin, the outstanding civil rights leader who died in 1987 and who left his footprint in Chapel Hill. This is Robert Seymour.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You know, Chapel Hill, Carborough, the whole community has not always been the bastion of liberalism that everybody thinks it is now. You know, there were some ugly times back then. Civil rights struggles, everything else. A lot of things went on back there. Reverend Seymour in the middle of a lot of it. And things have changed. Still got some work to do, but a lot better than it used to be, that's for sure. 8:47 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Honey, I'm thrilled you're making dinner tonight, but are you sure you know what you're doing?
Don't worry. I've got my recipes. I've got my ingredients. I've got my good old-fashioned common sense. How hard can it be?
Honey.
I know. Should have gone to Buns.
Buns, Burgers and Fries, voted best burger in town 4 years running on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary. When it's lunchtime, when it's dinner time, when you're in the mood for real good food, should have gone to Buns.
Framers Market and Gallery has you covered this holiday season, offering quality custom framing from everything from posters to Picassos, family photos, needlework, custom mirrors, and sports memorabilia. We also specialize in custom shadow boxes for all your treasured memories. Located in Rams Plaza on the corner of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Come see us. Ask about our gift cards and our photo restoration services, or just browse our gallery of work and get inspired. Framers Marketing Gallery, helping you preserve memories this holiday season.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. We've had kind of slow traffic around town this morning. It's been kind of sluggish. A lot of folks out early for the holidays and all that sort of thing. Haven't had any accidents to report, but some real slowdowns, particularly on I-40 East around the South Point area. And all the way to 54, it's been kind of slow, but otherwise, nothing to report of note. If you spot anything or are involved in something that we're not reporting, you can call us in the newsroom anytime during the day. Call 919-967-8363. And you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Elmo's Diner in Carborough, the friendly place. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel, Carborough. It is 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, 34 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. Sunshine today, high today in the low 40s. Kind of chilly tonight, clear with a low down in the low 20s. Downright cold. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night is when the trouble starts to roll in. Late, we'll have some clouds, slight chance of drizzle overnight, and then a 100% chance of rain all day Saturday and on Saturday night as well. So that part of our forecast does not look too good. 851 at WCHL. You know, it's almost time for the Laurel Hill 2013 Holiday House Tour, where you can enjoy viewing historic homes and experience a piece of North Carolina history and architecture. The land was originally owned by William Coker, who helped build the Botany Department at Carolina, and is known for creating the Arboretum in 1903 that now bears his name. Explore 7 homes in the beautiful Laurel Hill neighborhood on this year's Holiday House Tour. The tour takes place on Saturday from noon to 4, and again on Sunday from 1 to 5. Tickets for this special historic house tour can be purchased online. Coming up this afternoon, you can win a pair of tickets to go and experience this from Aaron Keck right here on WCHL. He will be on the air from 3 until 7 p.m. with all your latest news. And sometime during that time, Aaron will give you an opportunity to call in and be a winner. So good luck on that. That is something that if you haven't experienced, you need to go do it, because it's a lot of fun. It's quite educational as well. 852 at WCHL.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Looking for unique gifts this holiday season? We've got you covered at the Vietri Outlet Store, where you can find one-of-a-kind Italian handcrafted dinnerware, glassware, flatware, and home decor, all up to 80% off retail. Come visit during our extended holiday hours, Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays 1 to 5. Red Window, the furniture boutique owned by the late Elizabeth Edwards, will also be selling its inventory of unique home furnishings at 50 to 80% off retail. Please visit Vietri.com for more details. Ciao!
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
Oh, boy, Jones. WCHL AM and FM. Hey, remember Wayne Pond's word of the day from last hour? What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. You can be a winner. $10 gift card to Cruisers on the line. That number to call again, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jamie Rowe is Homeless Programs Coordinator for the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness, and she has a nomination for today's WCHL Hometown Hero Recognition. His name is Tava Mahadevan.
Tava is a wonderful person. I'm really struck by how effective he is helping to end and prevent homelessness. He works in the mental health field and helps provide mental health services and housing for people who often have severe mental illness. So I'm struck with his effectiveness, a lot of which comes from his very deep well of compassion and just ability to think smart and think strategically.
Tava has made a real difference in people's lives.
He makes a really significant impact in a lot of people's lives. He seems to be sort of a boundless source of energy, but I think it's mostly because he just cares so deeply and works so hard. He's been a tremendous help to the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness, serving on our executive team for several years and also serving on our 100,000 Homes Task Force. And that task force works to help the people in our community who are chronically homeless and the most vulnerably homeless people, to help them find the housing and services they need. You know, that's people who have been often homeless for years, sometimes decades, who many people have felt could never be housed, who never could be helped.
Tava Mahadevan just doesn't give up on some people that others may have written off.
I think that he sees the good in everybody. His manner is kind of quiet. He's an excellent listener. He's somebody that works more than he talks and who, like you said, I think really looks deep into people, understands or tries to understand, you know, how they got to the place where they're at and wants very much to help them.
Actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jamie. Tava Mahadevan, UNC Center for Excellence in Communities, Director of Operations, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Taha Mahadevan, thanks for all your contributions. And congratulations, Dan Murphy, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is Sefer, S-E-F-E-R, a book of Hebrew religious literature. Dan Murphy gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. You know, I was thinking about it. Dan Murphy knows pretty much everything.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
The seasons are changing. Why should your kitchen be any different? Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. We've been in Chapel Hill since 1986, helping your friends and neighbors customize the kitchens of their dreams, from the initial design to the final cleanup, and we're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner 3 years running. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Find us on Facebook and visit us at CederbergKitchens.com. Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, our team, your home.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
35 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunshine today. Look for a high today in the low 40s. Tonight clear with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow another sunny day with a high of about 48. Rain's coming this weekend. 100% chance of rain on Saturday and Saturday night. And big chance of rain at least during the early part of the day on Sunday as well. So it looks like it will be a wet weekend.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Sales are up, but so are layoffs. The government, in a pair of reports that came out a short time ago, said retail sales chalked up a solid gain in November, but the number of new unemployment claims filed last week exploded. The increase, the biggest in a year, may have been a statistic.